Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Thank you so much for joining us today. We absolutely love you. We love getting to be with you and hope and pray that something we say today might inspire you. And joining me today, two of my very favorite people that have been in my life for a very long time, Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. Dave Stoop. Hi, guys.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Good to see you.
The doctors are in. Dave, we haven't talked since the big life recovery conference on Saturday. What did you think?
Well, I was overwhelmed by it.
Wasn't it great?
I just wished we'd had a video camera there. Because it was just profound.
You guys
profound.
Didn't film it?
No, we taped it, but we didn't film it.
In fact, you can get the DVDs, the audio, and if you're in recovery, you're going to love it. But go ahead, Dave.
Jack and Randy and Chris did an outstanding job, and Misty did it even better than that. You said she got a 6 on her evaluation on a 1 to 5 scale.
Yeah, she.
How was, do you do that?
She was awesome because knows the stuff so well.
Mm-hmm. She was really profound and said things that people had never heard anybody say. I mean, essentially at a Christian recovery conference, she was talking about that so many folks find the Lord by starting in secular recovery and. Mm-hmm. Like her, she learned a new dimension of God, the grace part of God in that secular group. So she simply said that secular groups have a place, and we need to take our place in them rather than stay in the holy huddle where it might feel safer.
Yeah.
We need to get out there and really influence those folks.
We've met so many people who have become believers in secular AA because they had a believer for a sponsor who led them not only in recovery, but led them to the Lord.
That is right. Well, I just did my first TV interview, and I went up to South Bend, Indiana, and I just got back, and it went so well. They loved this book, Take Your Life Back, so much that they said, could we do another one? And so we taped another one for another program for them to play. And then after that, they go, is there any way we could do another one? There's so much to talk about. So I did 3. And then after that, they said, is there any way we could just share this with our Facebook people? And so we did another one for Facebook. But on the 4th, that was 2 days ago, Take Your Life Back launched, and it's in stores. We have it. There's a book, a workbook, 365-day devotional, and Max Lucado, I just got his endorsement. He read it, and he says, this is going to inspire you. It's going to motivate you to make the changes that you need to make, and I really am excited about the response that we've gotten, and if you need a copy, call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, if you support the ministry with a gift of any amount whatsoever, we'll send you a copy. Be our honor to send you a copy. So just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Say, hey, I want to support you and send me one of them there books. Take Your Life Back. Are you owned by something? Maybe it's your past. Or maybe it's fear of the future, your shame. Maybe it's a person. Are you in a relational dictatorship? Oh, my goodness. And is somebody telling you that that's the way God intends it to be? Not even close. We'll help you with that. It's called Take Your Life Back. And that's what we want you to do. All right, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, we'll go right to the phones. And really glad you're with us here today on New Life. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this.
Is there something or someone that continues to exert power over your life? Power that overwhelms your best intentions, sabotages your greatest efforts, and frustrates your deepest desires? No formula, set of keys, or steps will help you until you're able to take your life back. The Take Your Life Back workshop is coming to Orange County, California, October 21st through the 23rd. Steve Arterburn will teach you how to take charge of your past and your current circumstances so you can look forward with confidence and faith to the road ahead.
On those days when we experience a setback or feel like a failure, we keep moving forward. And when we fall down, we get back up. If we get back up one more time than we fall down, we are doing all that God has asked us to do.
It's time to take your life back. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. Take your life back. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, we are back. Steve Arterburn here, and I tell you what, let's do. It is Take Your Life Back Month on tv.newlife.com, and there is a wonderful little video on real self versus false self. And so many of us are acting out of the false self. And so then when somebody says, man, I love you, we go, yeah. If they only knew what was really there. So we never get to feel love. Anyway, listen to this clip. That it's part of the program on tv.newlife.com. In our shame, which produces this sense of inferiority, I'm not good enough to be accepted by other people. This phrase that maybe you don't ever say it out loud, but it rumbles around inside your mind. If they only knew me. Somebody says, I love you. And then if you're all false self, no one really knows you, you can't receive that love because it's always there. Well, if they only knew who I really was, they wouldn't love me at all. And so if you're not experiencing love from somebody, you're certainly not experiencing love from God, and you're not sharing love with other people. So this false self is isolating and debilitating and paralyzing in this world where God wants us to be free to connect with other people, wants us to be free to reach out to others authentically and honestly. Well, I tell you, so often in the Christian community, we think, well, it's our job to fake it so Jesus doesn't look bad. we think we got to do PR for the Lord, whereas you look at Scripture, there's a lot of brokenness there. There's a lot of revealing things mm-hmm. that don't have to be revealed about people. God's people are flawed. And if you're trying to act like you're not, well, that's no good. I mean, that's not what God needs or wants from you. He wants authenticity. That's what God wants from us. And we need to do it. We need to provide it. And so that's tv.newlife. You get some free time there. It's a great bargain. People have said, transform my life. Just sitting there watching that. And really, it's kind of like the newest thing that we've brought into New Life, wouldn't you say? I mean, I can't think of anything as new as that, as transformational as that, and we're very fortunate.
You mean tv.newlife.com mm-hmm, or take yeah. your life back?
tv.newlife.com.
Okay.
You know, the thing, interesting thing about the false self is you describe it in relating to other people, and But think about it in relationship to God, how we're bringing an unauthentic part of myself to God and expect to have a meaningful relationship mm-hmm. with Him. And it's no more meaningful than our other relationships because we're afraid to bring our real self.
Right.
And He's waiting for us to bring our real self because He totally accepts our real self.
Mm-hmm. You know, Dave, while we're on it, why don't you talk, you probably know more about the webinar we're doing tonight in Virginia Beach with AACC I assume anybody that wants to join that could do it through aacc.org or
.net.
.net, yeah. Okay. And so, and we're going to, you know, do you remember what time it starts? I know it's over at 8 p.m. So
I think it starts at 6 Eastern time.
All right. So and there's a webinar. Dave and I'll be there
so
doing it live.
3 o'clock Pacific time?
Yeah, 3 o'clock okay. Pacific time to 5. And it's interactive in that people will be able to ask questions, and they send in the questions. But there's a couple thousand people who watch those things, and it should be really fun.
What's the topic?
Take your life back.
Of course it is. Okay.
Of course it is. Yeah. And you know what? I'm telling you, it's so fascinating to hear what has taken people's lives. And they like they think, well, I'm not a heroin addict, or I'm not a drug addict, or I'm not an alcoholic. And then you see that where we start that book right off the bat with the elder brother, they are judging just like the elder brother. So it's sad. It's really, really sad when that happens. And because you know, if you got a heroin problem, you'll eventually have to deal with it. But if you've got an arrogance and a judgmental problem, you may never deal with it at all.
Or a shame problem, you may just stay in hiding.
Yeah.
And it's a self-made prison.
Well, even arrogance is a way of hiding, because I'm creating a false me that is arrogant and snobbish, and that keeps people at a distance.
They don't get too close.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Richie from Colorado Springs, I believe it is. Richie, are you there?
Yes, I am. I want to give a scripture that because God doesn't like us into pornography. Whatever things are pure, whatever things are good, think on these.
Yeah, I totally agree. Well, you know what else? I mean, the word for sexual immorality in the Greek is what? Porneo?
Porneo, Dave? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That sounds a little bit like pornography. I mean, you know, there is nothing, no way that you can justify using pornography. And even people that aren't Christians, even people that have no interest in God, are discovering that it's destructive to healthy human sexuality. And you guys were not on with me in the past couple of days, but we had a grandmother call whose six-year-old said to her, "I can't stop looking at pornography on my iPad." And my thing is, what in the world is this six-year-old doing with an iPad? Take it away and then help for this six-year-old.
And how did he discover that unless somebody else in their family was on and he observed it?
Well, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so it's really sad. And I've said this before, it kind of getting old probably hearing it, but more men that go to church will look at pornography this week than will open their Bible. Now, isn't that sad?
They're inconsistent with each other.
Yeah.
We need to pray for them.
Oh, we absolutely do. Why don't you do that right now for us? You want to do it? You want to pray for them?
Me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, dear God, we know this pornography is hurting people, so we pray that spiritual eyes and ears would be open to this and that it offends you. And please take it away from them and give them the courage and the strength to do this. In Jesus' lovely name, amen.
Now, let me ask you a question. Have you been affected by pornography? Is that why you're interested in this, or is it just something you know isn't good?
No, I give out gospel tracts, and I love anything that has to do with making the person better.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your phone call. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your prayer.
Thank you for your wonderful program. I love it. I love it.
You are welcome. Now, if you have a pornography problem, if you have a pornography problem, I don't know what you can do about it unless you're willing to sit down with somebody and talk about it. James 5:16 says, "Confess your sins one to another, and pray for each other that you might be healed." And so you can't deal with this alone. That was one of the things they were asking me. So when you have this problem, what do you do with it? And I said, you know what? If you're not willing to open up about it, it's not going to go well for you. So please.
Right. You have
that old saying, we're as sick as our secrets.
Right. And you have to reach out, because left in our own minds, right, we can't get ourselves out of it, because our brain plays a trick on us and yep. makes us feel like it's life or death, that we right. won't be able to survive without this. And that's what happens in addictions.
That's right. Well, if you need help, we've got an Every Man's Battle conference coming up. And it's this weekend. And so it's not too late for you to get in. And I've said this before, too. 75% of the men that come, well, they've been referred by their wife or the person that they're dating. Or it's just a female at large has called and said, I need the information on this, and then they tell the person they love, go and do this. But, you know, we've got on November the 4th, it's in Orange County. December the 2nd, it's in Denver. This weekend is the other one, and I'm forgetting where that location is. But anyway, just call us for the October Every Man's Battle workshop, and we'll tell you all about it. And then the 21st, you know, that's when we're doing the Take Your Life Back workshop in Southern California, right alongside Marriage Solution. So if you have been struggling and you're the shame of your life, or maybe the fear of your life, or whatever, maybe there is a way that you can get free if you come to that workshop. All right. The next caller, I don't have the name. You guys do.
Cesar. It is. Calling from Houston, Texas, listens online.
Hi there. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Cesar. I have a question concerning relationship of the mother of my children, and I want to know, due to me coming to the, you know, understanding of how God makes things, you know, excuse me, I'm so nervous.
You came to an understanding of how God makes things.
Wants to do things, right, according to marriage and everything. And so I had children before marriage, and I was just pretty much trying to do the best I can, and I was actually doing not right. So what I wasn't doing right was pretty much I had to come to, I felt guilty about it, so I confessed to her what mm-hmm. I was doing, just to be able to be transparent and be able to be communicative with her.
Okay.
So, you know, she moved, we tried to work it out and all, so we didn't get no counseling, so it didn't work out. So now she moved forward, and due to what I've done to her and hurting her, maybe being she's mad and everything, she's going off her emotions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now that I you know, see that I want her to the best for her, so she'd be able to be at peace and you know me to be at peace, you know.
So what's the question for us then?
Okay, well, I want to know, when is the time that I have to draw the line to be okay? I can, if she has somebody, she's in a relationship. Even though I know, I see that it ain't helping her. When can I say, okay, I have peace in my heart that I can move forward and go, and you know. If she's had a relationship, when can I get a relationship?
All right. What do you guys think? Well, what would be a good indicator that to move on? Or maybe there's another question.
Yeah, I'm wondering what you did to hurt her. And just in a nutshell?
I was being unfaithful.
Okay. Okay. So there's a lack of, you have a track record of a lack of trustworthiness, right?
Right.
First of all,
yeah.
Instead of getting married and having children, you had children out of wedlock, which she did as well.
Yeah.
And then you continued
right.
on in a pattern that made her feel very insecure. So it makes sense that she would move on. I'm not sure what you've done to try to repair things, if you've taken any steps in that direction at all,
have
or
you
if you're
done
just kind of
anything?
Waiting.
Yeah, have you done anything?
Well, according to the word, it says, you know, cast my cares upon him. I already know I can't talk to her because I've...
So here's what I'm hearing is no...
What kind of faith do I have?
Hold on. I'm hearing no, you haven't done anything, but... trust God to help you.
But you don't want to feel guilty for moving on.
And you don't want to, and you haven't done anything concrete.
Okay, we're going to give you some information. You may not like it, but I think it's going to help you right after this.
We came here, it's our last resort. We're going to go through counseling, they're going to find her problems, and I'm fine.
The Marriage Solution Weekend is coming to Orange County, California, October 21st through the 23rd.
Obviously, I'm not fine.
Join Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
Doctors Dave and Jan Stoop.
We're going to talk about the degrees of love and the different ways that we love, and what is it that destroys our love? And how do you repair love when it's broken?
And Steve Artiber.
I'm going to be talking about the seven things that you need to stop right now, the seven things you need to start doing in your marriage, and the 7 minutes that will matter the most for the future of your relationship.
The biggest thing I got out of this is that I got things to work on, too.
To register or to find out more, call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hi, this is Stephen Artiburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back. Okay, so you've betrayed, you want to move on, you don't want to feel guilty about moving on. We were talking about this at the break. Jill, Dave, which one wants to reveal our thoughts here?
Cesar, it's good that you have been developing a relationship with the Lord mm-hmm. and can cast your cares on Him. But for her to understand that something different is taking place in you, you've got to put some feet to your trust and get some help, because you can only maintain the new behaviors for a while, and something will trigger, and it's very easy to fall back into the old pattern, and that's what her fears are. And so if you want to rebuild it with her and she's willing to rebuild it, you have to be able to say, well, I've been to an Every Man's Battle workshop to understand my sexual issues. I've gotten into counseling. I'm in a men's Bible study, and I'm determined to become the man God wants me to be, And if you want to wait, that would be great. But if not, that's okay, too.
Well, either way, that's really your only hope.
You got to do it
no matter
what.
It sounds like she is moving on already because your words are meaningless because of the past actions. Women don't like to be fooled. And when you cheat on them, they feel like the fool. And so they, you know, women will give lots of chances, but there's a certain point where they're done. And you may have hit that point. But either way, for yourself, for your kids, and for her, you would win her back through attraction, through your actions.
Yep. Okay, so I'm going to send you this book, Worthy of Her Trust, and I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back, both. And I'm hoping that that begins a process where you say, hey, I can't just sit here and think that me and just reading God's word is going to change everything. I've got to do some work. You know, the Bible also says in James 5:16, confess your sins one to another. It doesn't just say trust in the Lord. Mm-hmm. So you got to find a guy to come alongside you.
Well, Steve,
and if you do it, the character change may be so as... What's that?
That was the advice that I had gotten to go and, you know, just let it be and let her see what she's doing, you know.
Well, that's too bad because that was bad advice because what you needed to hear was you have to become worthy of her trust. Mm-hmm. You have to build character. And then she sees that and goes, wow, I've never seen this in him. These words of wisdom.
You have to be a great dad. You have to follow through on your word. You know, you have to be showing up.
And she starts to get curious about what God is doing in your life because you're doing things now that show rather than just something that is only internal.
Right. Yep. So can we hook him up with someone to talk about EMB, Every Man's Battle?
Let's see if we can find a scholarship for you.
That would be the best way to launch you into making a change would be to go to Every Man's Battle.
Absolutely. So, again, what we're saying here beyond just go to Every Man's Battle is you have to do something rather than read the Bible. Because here, all of a sudden, this person that has betrayed a woman is saying, I am going to be so spiritual that just reading God's Word is going to change everything for me. That is just avoiding the tough reality of accountability and openness and authenticity.
Right. So I mean, reading God's word is good, but that's not the only thing.
No, that's not all.
Got to be a doer of the word.
Right.
There you go.
As well as a hearer of the word.
That is right. Okay. Let's go to another caller real quick. You guys pick.
Well, let's go to Marge from Denton, Maryland, listens on WAVA.
Hi, Marge. How are you today, Marge?
Marge?
Okay. Maybe Marge is preoccupied.
So we'll go to Keith from Haymarket, Virginia. Listens on the same station, WAVA.
Hi, Keith. I hope you're there. If not, I'm going to be really embarrassed.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Good.
All right. How could we help you today?
I'm having issues with my daughter. She's 19 years old, but the issue started when she was 17.
Okay.
She moved out of the house.
Why? Why did she move out at 17?
She never really said. I mean, well, she wanted to quit school, but I wasn't keen on that, but I told her, I said, look, if you're going to quit school, then you're going to have to work. And, you know, you're going to have to start help support yourself because I'm only going to support you if you go to school.
Okay.
So
and
she
so
was
where
in
was
high
mom?
School?
Yes.
She was in high school.
And she wanted to quit. She did it right as she was getting ready to turn 18, so there wasn't really a whole lot that I could do to stop it.
Okay, and where was mom during that time?
Mom is out of the picture and has been for years. Really, she's never had a relationship with her mother.
That's rough. Wow. Okay. So what's going on now with her?
She's become promiscuous, and she's gotten pregnant, and she's doing a whole lot of stuff that okay. I'm not comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. And okay, we're going to help you here, and we're going to hope something good's going to come out of all of this. You're listening to New Life Live. If you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Problems tend to get worse, not just clear up. Call us. Let us help you. We'll be back after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
You know, one of the great things about TV.newlife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that 5-minute clip. And that 5-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem. And it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at TV.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of TV.newlife.com.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here again. October 21st is our Take Your Life Back workshop in Southern California and our Marriage Solution Weekend. Don't get out of that marriage until you've been to that workshop. We have helped people reclaim an absolutely hopeless situation. We want to do that for you and take your life back. I mean, whatever. If you've been through healing as a choice, I guarantee you, you'll love this even better. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right. Hey, so you were go ahead, Dave.
Oh, go ahead. We'll talk to Keith, and then we'll talk about the webinar that's tonight.
All right. So, Keith, your daughter's pregnant now, and what is the question for us?
Well, she's in an abusive relationship, a physically abusive relationship.
Oh, wow.
But I can't let her come. I mean, she asked to come back to the house, and I told her she could come, but there would be rules.
Like what? What would the rules be?
She can't be bringing guys, a bunch of different guys, to the house. It's, you know, it's just not acceptable to me. It's not something that I can deal with. She has.
Is that something she said she wanted to do?
It's something she does and has done.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't handle that. It's not.
So not she wants to leave. She wants to leave this abusive relationship, or hold on to that.
I think she wants to hold on to it, but she wants because she keeps going back to it. But
yeah,
you know. And I told her she has to go to counseling with me. Which
okay.
We've had her in counseling before, but
would she go
together? And I'm not, because she has a problem with telling the truth. So I want to be there, and you know, talk things out so they come. I don't care what she tells the counselor, and I don't care if they have private sessions.
Did she say she'd go or would not go? Did she say she'd go or wouldn't go?
When we put these stipulations up, she went back to the abusive boyfriend. And my question is, should I let her come back home with no rules or get her out of this relationship? Or should I?
You let her come back home with no rules, Keith, and you'll be in the deeper hole than you are right now with her, because she'll take advantage of you. Because you said she lies, she's irresponsible, she's got the wrong values, and she'll just bring that all with her. I would say to her, you come up with some standards of behavior that if you come back home, this is what you'll agree to.
And put it on her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then,
well, that's pretty much what I did.
Okay.
But this is what you have to do.
Right.
Let her determine what she has to do. Let her say, this is what I'm willing to do to come back home.
Okay. Knowing what your standards are.
Yeah.
So now you're saying to her, okay, I really want to help you in this pregnancy. You didn't like the stipulations or the conditions that I laid out. So I'm coming back to you, and I'm saying, let's try to work this out. What would you agree to that maybe you're not doing now, at least until that baby is born? And I want to be with you through this pregnancy so the baby has the best chance possible, because they're influenced by the emotional state and certainly the chemical state of the mom. And so you're just saying to her, can you come up with something that you think would work for both of us? So you're trying to make a connection back to her.
Right.
That's putting the responsibility on her.
Right. And Keith, obviously you have a long history with her, and you're in a position where you're having to set a lot of ground rules that she's pushing against. And that's right to do. At the same time, I think you need to have some times where you guys are kind of on neutral territory. And instead of just focusing on the rules and the behavior, really trying to connect with her heart. And I don't even know if it's possible, but it's kind of like, let's talk about, what's really going on inside of you. Is this working for you? And let her know, free from any judgment or my standards, I care about you and your life. Can we talk about, what you're doing and what the meaning of this is? And sometimes, you can get a lot of flack, but if you lovingly and gently keep naming some things, like growing up without a mom is really tough. And being a single dad, Keith, pulling a mom out wreaks more havoc in a child's life, unfortunately, than pulling a dad out. Both are really difficult, but dads just aren't as equipped in the mothering arena. And so it's a challenge. And how does she feel about herself that her mom is gone and hasn't been involved in her life? It's interesting because I kind of think having a child is a way of having that mothering relationship. She can be the mom that she didn't have in one sense.
She thinks she can.
She thinks she can.
Yeah. And just to finish up, the baby becomes the priority.
Right.
Really over the relationship or her or whatever. And so you may have to give a little bit in order for her to come back home and you be able to help that baby get started right in this world.
But ask her to compromise too in terms, because she knows your standards. And so when she says what she's willing to do, there has to be movement towards the middle on both sides.
And for anybody else in this situation, and many times we get in this situation, rather than set down the rules, maybe try to do the negotiation first. So what could we agree on? And then they say, I'll pay you $5 rent a month. And then you say, no, we got to have a few more things on the table here. And so you just try to work it out. All right. If you need help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And I have a testimony from the Marriage Solution Workshop. Before this person came, they were exhausted from the same toxic habits, toxic behaviors that the husband and she were dealing with. Well, the weekend, she says, was so much better than expectations. It was like a personal encounter. And she left with hope. And the hope that she left with would lead to a good marriage, and hope that the victory over Satan's plan to tear their marriage apart would be destroyed. So that's what happens when you finally say, we got to get some help. And I don't know of any better help than our marriage solution and our intimacy intensive weekends for couples. They're just so powerful because you're not just hearing a speaker and then talking about it. You're hearing a speaker and then you're working together with other couples and a Christian counselor that we fly in. If your marriage needs help, if you're on the brink and you need a miracle, you come to us. We'll help you find that miracle. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, guys, who's our next caller?
Who do we want to talk to? Sally is calling from Romania.
All right. How is it in Romania, my friend?
Oh, hi. It's a little bit cold.
A little bit cold. All right.
You listen online on your computer, right?
Thanks for calling, and we'll try to be brief so that, well, maybe you don't even have to pay long distance. I hope not. But anyway, how could we help today?
Yeah, my question is, I'm thinking of moving to another city, and here in Tehran, I have a mentally handicapped brother, and my dad is basically using him to kind of control the situation here. It's like he's encouraging my brother to say that, don't go away, I don't want you to leave the city, and what can I do? Shall I leave this unhealthy codependent situation or try to do something where I have to do something, or just let it go?
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, great question, and it's so great that you've been part of his life, but you know...
Your dad is setting this up, though, you said, so...
Yeah. So,
well, he's encouraging him.
Yeah.
Like,
But there's other people who can take care of him and can be involved
with
him?
Right, you're not the only one.
Well, I have a sister, but she's in another country, so...
Mm.
So your dad is the main caretaker of your brother?
No, I have my parents, but silently my mom doesn't want this as well.
Right. Nobody wants you to go away.
It makes sense that parents, you know, no parent wants their child to move far away.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty normal. However, children do move away and often need to move away to have their own lives.
Yeah. I think I would suggest that you go ahead with your move, but give a lot of reassurance to your brother that you'll be back and you'll be in touch with him, and you're not going to abandon him.
Right, that it's not a loss of relationship.
Not a loss of the relationship, just a loss of your presence. But I would do what you feel is the right thing to do and not let somebody be controlling your life, because you'll regret that later on, and
you
I don't
sure
want
will.
You to do that.
Right.
You've done your part. And
do you think he will accept the situation, or
you're asking them to.
Down,
eventually they will.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed that if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest particularly my relationship with God. I see him in a more accurate form and begin to trust him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. And just a couple of additional comments from you guys on that situation. Joe, you had a caution there about motive,
well,
I think.
Well, I was wondering, too. Sometimes we move away to get away from parents' control because we aren't able to kind of separate and individuate in their presence. And so one way we think that we can do that is to move far away. But if you aren't able to do it in their presence, chances are you might not be able to do it far away. There's no place far enough if you can't kind of set some boundaries and lovingly let them know that, you know, you're an adult now and you're going to do your own thing.
Yeah, it's an individuating process, Sally, and if they're controlling, then you need to take a stand. But you've got to work on it when you get away because, as Jill is saying, you just change locations. They're still pulling all the strings in your life.
That's right.
And you got to understand what's going on.
As an adult means you may not get their approval. So if you're waiting for their acceptance in order to do this, you're still tied into their control and being a kid and waiting for them to be okay.
They're not going to do that unless you take a step. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to figure out how we can send you, take your life back, all the way to Romania. So I hope you'll hang on there. And we're going to go to Michelle.
Let's remind people about the webinar tonight.
It's
at 6 o'clock Eastern Time. You can get the information by going to aacc.net and click on events. And then in that, you look on council, the calendar, the webinar, the October 6th webinar. You can get all the data and you can register for it if you want to register, or you can just you can register and find out how to use it. You only pay if you want continuing ed units. But
oh, that's good.
It's a two-hour event, and it's quite exciting because people—
And interactive.
Yeah, people send in questions, and they're listening, and then we do 45 minutes, and then we take a break, and then we come back and finish up.
Which means if you're listening in L.A., it's right after we are done.
Yeah it's at 3 o'clock.
Right?
And if you don't like what we say, we will refund your misery plus some. So, come and join us. All right, let's go to Michelle from Colorado. How are you, Michelle?
Hi, good afternoon. I'm doing well. How are you today?
Super. Thanks for joining us. How could we help you?
Okay, it's actually Denver, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's what
Denver,
I said.
Denver, Pennsylvania.
I said Denver, Pennsylvania, but Steve moved you to
Denver,
Colorado.
Denver, Pennsylvania, but that's okay.
Well, how can we help?
I want to say, it's such an honor. You have taken my call today. I met each and every one of you at certain seminars. And I have one more question, please.
Okay. What is it?
I've been dating someone for 14 months. And about a month ago, well, actually 6 weeks ago, I was using his computer and a porn site came up in his history. He, of course, denied, finally admitted, said it was one time, but in a lot of anger. And from 17 years of listening to you, the anger says you're defending.
Yeah.
So while we were kind of fighting about that, I ordered Worthy of Her Trust in the DVD, which arrived the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I told him that it was coming. I said, you have to read it. We need to discuss it. Basically, what I wanted to say is you need an accountability partner. You got to deal with this or we can't go on. So 6 weeks later, he has not listened to anything. and I need to now go to the next step.
Right.
Okay. What do I, 6 weeks long enough to wait, and what is the right next step?
It's too long to wait, Michelle. It's way too long. Yeah.
Well, you've given him ample time, and mm-hmm. does he have anything to say for not taking some action steps?
No. I did tell him once. I brought it up twice.
Okay.
And the first time I said, you know, by not listening to this, there is a black cloud on top of me. It clouds everything we do. I have no fun doing what we're doing. We had fun wedding to go to.
Well, it says my hurt isn't important to you.
Right.
Or that this, yeah, we're not important enough for you to tackle this problem.
Well, or it's also saying my addiction to pornography is so important to me that I'm not going to let anything interfere with mm-hmm. it, and it includes you and our relationship. And that's sad. That's really painful.
So,
it's very painful.
I would say to him, you have no idea how sad and hurt I am that you wouldn't do anything about this problem. Because whether you have a problem with pornography, I have a problem with you looking at pornography at all. And you're not willing to do anything about it. And it just hurts me deeply. And I'm just wanting to know one final time, are you going to continue to choose that over me?
Right.
And if you are, I think we're done. And I know that's going to be hard for you to get to that point, but if you don't get to that point, you will regret it for so long, because you're essentially saying to him, if you just keep going forward, okay, it's all right, whatever you want to do, I'm desperate, I need a man, you just go ahead and do what you want to do, and it'll be a horrible, horrible relationship.
Brian, I can't go there.
Right.
Yeah, I can't go there.
Okay.
No.
All right.
His
so,
actions speak volumes.
They do, and I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry,
oh,
and I'm going to send. I'm going to send you take your life back, and I think that's going to help you to heal from this. But you know, you tell him, look, it's not too late. You can think this over, and you can decide maybe our relationship is more important than pictures of naked women. Okay.
All right. When we first started dating, I said, I think, I really was praying about it, and I said, I think before, I've been through 3 failed marriages.
Oh, dear, dear. Well, you're making a bold move to prevent that.
Yeah. And I said, I think before I ever date anybody, I would demand they go to Men in the Battle now.
Next weekend,
2.5 hours away, is Men in the Battle in D.C.,
okay.
Depends on how. If he's not willing to even look at the DVD about Worthy of Her Trust.
Yeah.
Do I even,
won't even look
that
at that?
And give him...
Nope.
Yeah. Well, he wouldn't even do that.
Okay.
Then he's really saying where his priorities are, and I'm sorry that it's that way. All right. We are out of time. I wish we had more time, but before we go, remind you that on tv.newlife.com, some great, great material on Take Your Life Back. The book is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, along with the workbook, and really one of the best devotionals we've ever been a part of, the 365-day Take Your Life Back devotional. Very encouraging, inspiring, and inspirational. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll tell you all about the Take Your Life Back workshop. And remember, tonight at AACC.org, or right now, if you're in the Southern California area, it is our webinar on Take Your Life Back, and you only have to pay if you want continuing education units. So we hope that you'll join us there. And then finally, whatever it is that you're struggling with, we want to help you. We've got people their whole life. This is what they're committed to do, is answer the phone and try to find whatever it is that you need, some resource. Maybe it's a counselor. Maybe it's a book or a CD or a DVD. Maybe it's one of our intensives. But you have to call and let us get involved with your life. It's a bold, bold move. 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. If you give us a gift, we'll send you Take Your Life Back at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. See you next time. Thanks, Jill. Thanks, Dave. God bless all of you. Have a great, great day.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.